Hello everyone, and welcome to some more horrific news, and welcome to a major clickbait title. Couldn't resist, saw this and I'm like, okay, I have to look and see what the hell was said. So, title is, what changed was the reaction, how Alien Covenant was ruined by the fans. Oh god, even before I begin, I know I'm gonna like cringe here. So if you happen to hear a thump, if this has turned out to be found footage, yeah, I've literally died of cringe because, Ridley Scott, what a horrible man. Like, what happened to him? Is this just a Hollywood thing? You just disappear up your own backside so long, and then you become this mutated version of yourself. But anyway, I suppose we shall get on with the article, and you can share my pain. For someone who's become such a famously grumpy elder statesman of cinema, it's funny to think that Ridley Scott only directed Prometheus because the studio insisted upon it, and only reintroduced the Xenomorphs in Alien Covenant because the vocal subsection of fans demanded it. Oh, so here we go. Here's the toxic fan gaslighting going on. Oh, I can't wait to read this. This is so brilliant. Here we go. 20th Century Fox had been initially developing a fifth Alien film as a reboot of the whole franchise, and ultimately clashed with Scott when the filmmaker, who was only set to produce at that point, suggested the untested feature-length debutant Carl Rynch as director. That turned out to be a wise move on the company's part, though, seeing as the latter would eventually take the reins on Keanu Reeves' 47 Ronin. I still don't know how I feel about that movie. It had good elements there of a fantasy movie. It's like they had a whole idea of world building in that, but the actual delivery of it, it was odd. It was a strange mix of the traditional and the fantastical, but they didn't really do enough of either to make it a coherent film. Yeah, not a horrible movie. Not a horrible movie, but not brilliant either. You know, one, it's a popcorn flick in the background. It's all something you're going to get engrossed in. But anyway, suppose we'll get back to talking about Alien, because that's what we're all here for. His brother Tony Scott even confirmed that Carl is doing a prequel to Alien to make it a family affair with Rynch in a relationship with Ridley's daughter Jordan at the time. Oh, so a wee bit of Hollywood nepotism. Love it. They don't even hide it. It's like if your face doesn't fit, doesn't matter about talent or anything else, just if your face fits, if you're in the right place or the right hole at the right time, then you're sorted. This is ridiculous. I wonder why I can't stand Hollywood. However, Fox would only give it the green light if the director of the seminal 1979 original returned, and he agreed on the proviso that Prometheus should serve as an origin story instead of a completely fresh start. It was a big hit that earned over $400 million at the box office, but the reception was mixed. To put it lightly, while many approved of the mythology being taken in a brand new, existential and philosophical direction, there were just as many left infuriated that the signature creatures didn't appear. Never mind that the fact didn't even have Alien in the title. The people demanded Xenomorphs, and they didn't get them. No, how about the whole point of the Alien franchise was people exploring the far reaches of space and discovering that there were larger creatures out there than them and wasn't a safe place, and there was untold horrors in the dark, you know, classic horror story. The franchise had already been battered. Like, we just recently covered Alien 3, and then we're waiting for the next break between the seconds of the role-playing game to cover Alien Regurgitations. That's where it fell off a cliff. We'll get to that. But yeah, Prometheus was just a pretentious piece of crap. It didn't even have the same feel or anything. Now this new movie's coming out, like, they're scrambling to try and apologize for it. Like, they've went back to sort of the old school, but it looks at the trailer and some of the talk, because they knew they completely got it wrong. But now all this stuff's coming out that they're trying to basically, oh, we didn't mean it that way. Oh, it was a toxic fan's fault, blah, blah, blah. You know, fucking stop. Stop with the shit, you arseholes. All you're going to do is ruin the new movie. The more articles, I guess, come out, and I can already tell where it's going already. Oh, those toxic fans, blah, blah, blah. Fuck, you're just going to wind people up and they're not going to watch the new one. And I don't know who the hell's thinking of this crap or who the hell's coming up with these articles, but what are you trying to do? Are you trying to scupper the new movie? Is that what you're trying to do? Are you trying to piss people off that much by putting stuff like this out and winding folks up that they're not going to go to the cinema? Is that what it is? Like, explain the thought process here, because I can't fathom for the life of me what the hell you're trying to do. What happened to the times where you, right, I've made a good movie, want you to go and see it, please, really appreciate it, done our best here, we hope you enjoy what we put out. The culture in friggin' Hollywood is up the left. They have disappeared so far up their own arse that even carrying on with another sequel that people probably, like me, as you know, in earlier stream during as I've stated, had no interest in seeing Romulus. But now they're starting to bring this out as if, oh, so I guess it was all your fault that nobody liked Prometheus. Fuck right off. Seriously? All right, I'm going to try and continue. Scott wasn't planning on giving it to them in the sequel either, at least not his first. In an interview with Yahoo, where he's asked outright if the Mandible Beasties were set to make their long-awaited return in the Prometheus follow-up, he couldn't have been clearer. The beast is done. Cooked, he said. There's only so much snarling you can do. I think you've got to come back with something more interesting, and I think we've found the next step. I thought the engineers were quite a good start. No, dickhead. You can have the snarling beast, it's the scenario you put them in. Monster movies are a staple of horror. It's not the monster themselves, it's how you use it. You be more inventive. You come up with new scenarios, maybe new variations, maybe something else. Like, as you've seen on the channel, we'll play the role-playing game. There's so much to dig into in that universe alone. And the stuff hasn't just been made in the last 5 minutes. The role-playing game's been going for years, and it's canon, and it's part of it. And there's so much imagination put in that even without encountering a xenomorph, just the socio-economic scenario that the alien universe is in is enough for engaging stories. The engineers were great as a mystery. Or sorry, the space jockey. Not the engineer, the space jockey. Remember, Ridley Scott was a director, he wasn't a writer of Alien. The guy is a dickhead. Absolute 100% up his own arse dickhead. Fuck it, I am raging. Sorry folks, I am just angry at this idiot. What is it? Because he didn't direct this one? Is that what he's trying to do? Trying to put this crap out because he's not the main, because he was reduced to producer in this new movie? Is that what it is? So he's throwing his teddy bears and trying to scupper it and come up with his own shit? Or can he just not let it go? Is this another like Lucas, George Lucas in the plan? You know, people didn't like what some of his movies, so he's going to do everything he can to friggin' scupper anything new so he can be king of the castle? Even if he's reigning over a pile of ashes? What an arrogant prick. Do you know what? This is the bloody angriest news article I think I've ever read. God, I'm not even there yet. Right, let's go. Naomi Rapace's Elizabeth Shaw was intended to return and continue uncovering the mystery behind the engineers, only for Covenant to fall right back onto the very familiar turf as a standard alien entry that uses Michael Fassbender's android David 8 as a connective tissue to Prometheus, with the nefarious machine cultivating its own strain of xenomorphs that pick off the crew one by one. I still haven't seen Covenant. If you've seen our Alien 3 review, I do have the DVD. No rush to watch it. Genuinely, I'm not. Until we got to that point where we're going to review it, I'm not watching it. And I think it's going to be a painful affair. I've heard enough. I'm already pissed off with Prometheus. And it's not because you didn't see the xenomorphs. It's because it was an absolute pile of crap of a movie. Characters were shit. The storyline was shit. The black goo neomorph, whatever the hell that was shit. Naomi Rapace is actually okay as Elizabeth Shaw. I liked her character. She was the least dumb of the dumb doctors in that. But holy God, I was done though after it. I had really no interest in carrying on with that because just pretentious pack wank. Okay, keep reading, try not to lose your temper. Covenant was just about okay for what it was, but reverting to type was a wrong call. Ironically, after all, it was the fans who cried foul over Prometheus deviating so far from the established formula, giving them exactly what they wanted, coincide with a drop in earnings of over 150 million. Scott had compromised his initial plans, and he didn't mind explaining why. It's the fans' fault. Oh, those horrible fans. Oh, you bastard customers that want something. Oh, how dare you? How dare you peasants have a thought of your own and not like something that these great lords and ladies put forward before us? Oh, we should just buy it there. Very feet and be so grateful that they take a shit onto the screen and we should just lap it up. What a prick. What changed was the reaction to Prometheus, which was pretty good around zero reaction, he confessed. It went straight up there, and we discovered from that they were really frustrated. They wanted to see more of the original. His plans for a trilogy may have fallen apart in the aftermath, but Alien Romulus will be released in 2024 and clearly has no intentions of trying anything new, so there shouldn't be an outcry this time around. You prick, you arrogant, stuck-up arsehole. Who's it wrote this article? Scott Campbell, you freaking dick. Honestly, get over yourself. Hey, taxi fan, leave me crying this time. Oh my God, what the hell way is this? The advertising movie. Oh, get really excited, you toxic fans. We're giving you what you wanted, you bastard. If you don't like it, we'll let you in full. My God, these fucking 12-year-olds. What a little bitch. You are a little bitch. Jesus Christ, you petulant child. You absolute petulant child. What the hell is wrong with you? I was interested in Romulus, honestly, because it looked like, a war's going to form. Yeah, with new characters. Yeah, a new scenario. Yeah, how they're going to get out of this one. Who's going to survive? Who's not? Oh, have Weyland Yutani finally captured some alien eggs at the start of the experiment? And what are they up to? What's this leading to with aliens? You know, did Burke actually know, or did he just send some colonists to go and investigate because he didn't really know his branch and he wasn't too sure? You absolute childish morons. So is it, if you like it, you're full. Wow. This would just put me off watching it. Honestly, I would be like, frig this movie. But it's not. It's Ridley Scott having another shit fit about Prometheus. He really took that badly. And yeah, what do you expect? The word of mouth got round about Covenant that it was a shit movie. These idiots don't realize, like, they live in a small bubble where everyone's in each other's pockets, but don't think the great and washed speak to each other. Bottom line was, Prometheus was crap. It was horrible. It wasn't Aliens. It wasn't an alien movie at all. Even Alien 3, which wasn't great, had plenty of plot holes, tried to be an alien movie and completed the... flipping Ellen Ripley. God, I'm just having a blank here. I'm seeing red at the moment. Completing the Ellen Ripley arc, then Alien Resurrection decided just to, you know, cash in and was lazy. So people were already pissed off with the Alien franchise. Then Ridley Scott, I'm the great savior. I'm coming back with Prometheus. Oh, you peasants will bow before me. And he produced a load of pretentious shit, and it wasn't a good movie. Then Covenant was coming out, and there was no interest because people were pissed off. And then to top it off, word of mouth got out that it was a shit movie. So there was no interest. So if you go back, you probably see like the first week and second week drop off, which is always an indication. First week, people who are diehard fans go to see the movie. And the second week is purely on word of mouth. So people go see the movie the first week. They go talk to their mates. And their mates then decide to go and see it or not. That's the way it works. But these arseholes who hate the customer base, when does this become a trend? When does this become, let's hate our customers? How the hell operates a business like that? That is friggin' ridiculous. Anyway, this is already going on long enough. These aren't meant to be massively long videos. I'll stop now before I go off in a 20-minute absolute rage fest. Ridley Scott is an arsehole. This guy, Scott Campbell, is an arsehole. This is just typical of these up-their-own-arse pricks who think they're better than everybody else and just want to, how dare you talk against my greatness. So, yeah, I can go on just for an hour here, but I'm not going to. I'll leave you to it. So, let me know what you think. Am I completely wrong? Do you agree with what I say? What are your thoughts on this, and is this going to affect the new movie coming out? Be interesting to hear what you think about it. But anyway, until then, keep up to date with the channel, do the typical things, and until next time, keep it creepy, keep it horrific.